talking to lightning. Like most people, I appreciate lightning staying away from where I am. Notice this is different than saying that I don't like lightning. I'm fine with it, as long as it stays away from me. One day, I was reading a book, The Diary of Saint Faustina. In the Catholic Church, she is noted for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, which Jesus gave to her. Her diary has many conversations with Jesus that she transcribed. Pope John knew her and of her, and made the Sunday after Easter Divine Mercy Sunday. Anyhow, in one passage, she was very frightened of severe lightning in a nearby town, afraid it would come near her. Jesus told her to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy that he had given her, and then the lightning would not come near. I like to experiment, and so I tried it myself. I just used one of the lines, "For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world." I keep repeating this. Every single time, the approaching lightning will recede within a minute. This has worked for me easily 40 times in a row. It always works. Alternatively, I talk directly to the lightning. I say, "I am blessing or harmonizing this home and this neighborhood. I have done this for you. You can go now, please. Thank you." I picture white sparkly light around my house in the neighborhood. This is win-win. I believe lightning wants to harmonize negative energy in the area, to burn it away with its spark. So I help it. I help the land, and I help myself. In a similar way, I like talking to the rain, the snow, the wind. Doing this, I feel a strong bond with the earth, with nature, like I was meant to talk with it, to be part of it. So next time lightning approaches, either keep repeating the line of the chaplet, or bless the neighborhood and tell the lightning what you're doing. I think within a minute it will be a lot more peaceful. Maybe there are other nature energies you would like to talk with also.